Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? Welcome to the Patriot Nation Radio Show. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman, and we got an interesting show tonight. We're going to be talking about Hurricane Harvey relief efforts, and we also got to talk a little bit about Hurricane Irma bearing down now, too. Hurricane Irma's rolling in. And all I can pray is I hope it hits me or South Carolina, North Carolina, or somewhere else up the coast and doesn't go anywhere near Texas. Because if it goes into the Gulf and hits Texas, boy, it's going to be really bad. And we got to keep praying and hoping that that's not the case. Very, very serious situation with this Hurricane Irma bearing down. I guess there's another hurricane rolling in behind Irma. So we're going to play a couple of ads, and we'll be back in about 4 minutes and 40 seconds with our show. Feature guest Billy D'Lo.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942. Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
All units, stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling. 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden. End of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
While the NRA defends the Second Amendment, the American brand fights the propaganda war. My name is Scott Kesterson, and I am president of the American brand. The American brand is a next-generation media, education outreach, and political action training organization designed for red state America. We are an organization built on the inalienable rights guaranteed in our Constitution, on the core values of hard work, on integrity, and on a deep commitment to faith and love for country. The left is working tirelessly to have you believe that red states and red counties are second-class citizens and should have no political power. Nothing could be further from the truth. The American brand has been built to strengthen the political voice of red state small towns and rural communities, to preserve American values, and to train and mobilize the next generation of red state small business and political leadership. It is a bold vision forged from the experiences of small business and military special operations. Visit our website at theamericanbrand.org. That's theamericanbrand.org to learn more. We need your support and your donations to make this work. Join us in the fight. Thank you. God bless, and God bless this great country.
Hey, Rings Watch. What's up, Ray? Tiny. What's shaking? All right, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it, folks. We're all aboard the Patriot Express, a kind of underground railroad for the patriots across this country to try to get things done in many situations. Tonight we have joining us from Patriot Express, Deborah Smith, and also from the Take a Pause group. There are many groups. Find the group that suits you. Join all of them. Join one of them. Take a Pause on Facebook. Head on out to Take a Pause on Facebook. You guys that are on the show, if you have the show on in the background, please touch down if towards the hard echo. Welcome to the show, Billy and Deborah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mark, my favorite patriot.
And we have on the live feed right now my friend Sharon. She's down in Texas. Sharon, type a little bit of update of what's going on in your area. That'd be awesome. Someone's got some horrible background noise going on over there. I don't know if you can turn that off somehow. Hello? Where'd everybody go? Seems we might have lost some kind of connection there, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Billy and Deborah on the line.
I'm still on here, Mark. When I'm not communicating, I always mute my phone as not to interrupt the show.
Right. Well, you're on, buddy. Tell folks about Take a Pause, how they can get involved a little bit, then we'll talk about the efforts in the Hurricane Harvey relief with you and Deborah.
Okay. Well, Americans, we're calling out to you. This is an alert for the Patriot Express. What we're doing right now is gathering goods from all 48 states of this internal country and shipping these supplies to disaster zones and disaster relief in two different locations at this time. I believe one is up in the northwestern corner and the forest fires, and the other one is the Hurricane Harvey relief efforts. Also, we've got to take into consideration we've got another hurricane coming toward us, so the more we can get taken care of now, the less we're going to have to take care of later. We need everybody on board, all boots on the ground. These people are suffering, these people are drowning, these people are dying, and every red, white, and blue patriotic American needs to stand up and step forward. There's duties for everyone. Anybody has the capabilities to do something to support this operation.
Amen. And now, is there, I know that Patriot Express has some funding pages going. Do you have any funding for relief, relief?
Actually, all the funding's been coming internally from United Truckers Association and some of the truckers and some of the people that's already in the operation, but there's not been that much coming in. And it takes a tremendous amount of fuel to move a truck from, like we moved one this week from, I know, Ohio, and we had a couple come out of New York already, been delivered, unloaded, and already supplying them to the people. This is stuff that our truckers are coming out of their pockets for. They're taking their time, they're not getting paid, they're utilizing their vehicles, and I think it's time that we stand up and make sure these men and women got some money to eat on and have their trucks. If there's any repairs need to be done, if they need some diesel fuel, they should be able to pull in and get it.
Amen.
After this week, Mark, I really expect a tremendous amount of trucks to be on the road because we're setting up events in many different states across the nation at this time to fill the tractor trailers up so that they can be shipped to the south. Without fuel, we can't do that. So we're at a crisis point right now. We need every dollar we can get.
And where can folks donate? I know we're gonna probably have a few different donation places. Maybe we can find a spot where everybody can find their favorite donation center. But
okay, well that'll be in the pinned post at The Patriot Express. Join The Patriot Express and open up the pinned post, and it pretty well explains exactly who we are, what we're doing, who the verified, vetted support organizations are that are taking the efforts for relief. If you want to make sure your money is going to the right place to help these people, go to the pinned post on the Patriot Express and get on board with us, the Pure at Heart.
Yes. And Deborah, how are you? It's been a long time. I remember when you helped get Dean. We got Dean from coast to coast in like 5-6 days.
Exactly.
You were your first Patriot Express.
Was that amazing or what? And that's what started our little journey, you know. A few Patriots pitching in and getting our brother home. And it, you know, grew a little bit through the Oregon effort. And then we've assisted with the 1,000-year flood in Louisiana last year, which was another we had a huge impact in that. And now we're taking on another gigantic growth spurt. And people are coming from everywhere for a good cause. And each Patriot group across the nation is pitching in. That includes our truck drivers and their distributors. It's all coming together really well, and it's been an amazing journey. We are expanding our effort now. We're expanding our effort now. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I have a question coming off the live feed from a fellow Patriot here in the Sunshine State, Johnny. And he's asking, he's seen that, or he heard apparently that Patriot Express helps military and military families only. I can say for a fact that that's not true, Johnny, because I'm loosely affiliated with Patriot Express. I was there when it first kicked off, the first real mission of Patriot Express. And they will help anybody in need at any time. If they are stranded and they're a patriot and they're part of our network and our groups and they are fighting for America and the Constitution, freedom, and liberty, they will be helped. Am I correct, Deborah?
We've even assisted vets crossing the country through Billy's organization to take a pause. No, we're not strictly military. We help anyone and everyone that has a need. You know, I can't turn my back on so many people suffering. I mean, people say, well, my God, are you ever off this computer? I said, only when I have to go to the bathroom, you know, really and truly. I did have a few personal things going on, but this takes – priority, you know.
Yeah, and you know what I've been saying. I've been getting in some conversations with folks, because basically what folks call people like me and you, who really can only stay home and do stuff, keyboard warrior. And guess what, folks? You see Patriot Express and what keyboard warriors can do. The logistical end, verifying routes, accepting funds, distributing funds, making sure things get done. Keyboard warriors are just as important in the fight for liberty as the patriots who go stand in public and make a public stand. We have to clarify this. A lot of folks will bash you for being a keyboard warrior, but they do not understand keyboard warriors are responsible for us maintaining our Second Amendment rights for 8 years through the Obama administration, who made phone calls, emails, sent letters, and pounded the pavement doing meetings with people face-to-face.
Absolutely.
While it is very important for folks to grab their flags and their sign and make a stand in public so folks know that we're not by ourselves.
There are a lot of things that retirees and people who are disabled can do, and a lot of that involves, you know, the computer. But, you know, these people have a lot of skills. Just because they're retired or disabled doesn't mean they forgot everything they ever learned, you know. And they can be very influential and very instrumental in getting things done around the country just from their computer.
And it's not necessarily just disabled folks that are keyboard warriors.
No.
I'm completely able-bodied, but I am grounded. I'm a family man. I live in an area. I live check to check. I can't just pack up and go. So I do things like box up a box of toys and send them to Texas because there's a lot of kids without even a matchbox car or a little toy to occupy their mind while they're suffering. So I think
correct.
It's kind of
right.
Or find, if you have no money, you can send clothing that you don't wear anymore. Because right now those folks have no clothing, nothing, just what's on their back. I mean, there's so many different things that folks can do if you have no cash. Like do Patriot Express and help with moving money that's donated. Or maybe someone's in your town and needs a ride 15 miles to a bus stop to get somewhere. You can do stuff like that too. I mean, there's all kinds of things people can do. And remember, Hurricane Irma is bearing down now, and it's expected to be a Category 4 as well. So we got to start
right.
thinking about collecting resources.
We're looking ahead at that, and we're taking every precaution. We just don't know where it's going to land just yet. As a matter of fact, AP, American Patriots, that's who I'm affiliated with, by the way. This is our outreach program, okay? So we started looking at all these fires going on in the Northwest, and we decided we're gonna put a fire team out, all right? We're going to take on that mission. So we've got the front there in Texas with Hurricane Harvey. The front we're working now in the northwest corner of the country, and now we have Irma bearing down on us. So we're going to have a third front that we're going to be working at. And don't worry, we're capable, and we're going to get it done. We can't get it done without the American citizens, these patriotic Americans, you know, the heart of America, right, who send in their donations and gather the supplies and who bring them to the needy. So thanks to all of you guys.
Now, through all of this, I heard some horrific stories, like people from the Cajun Navy getting held up by people who are claiming to need some help. Have you heard stories like that coming out of Texas?
I have. I've heard a couple of stories like that. One of them were actually debunked, and I think that one of them may have some credibility to it, but for the most part, these people know their jobs, and they work with our first responders, you know, and they get in there and they get it done. They are on top of on their game. They know what they're doing, and they come by the thousands. You know, you got a flood, here we come. We're coming to get you.
Yeah. Well, I could say one thing I know that is for sure is Beaumont is a mess, and apparently it's pretty rough over in Beaumont, Texas. But a false report came out of Beaumont, Texas, or at very least a report that cannot be verified whatsoever through many of our state leaders, folks working directly with 3%ers in Texas, that a 3%er was shot and is in critical condition. So if you hear the report,
yes,
believe
that's confirmed, Mark.
I can't find confirmation. There is a video out that somebody put out. They have no intel, no...
Right. We haven't been able to verify that at all.
I'm not sure I get that in the feed after the show, Mark. I'll get the name of the patriot that was shot and where he was shot at. Also, everyone, we need to take into consideration these people down there are not going to have power in some of these locations for nearing a month. So the water supplies, the food supplies, the cleaning supplies, the disinfectants, the bleaches, the bug repellents, we've got to have them or these people down there are going to start getting very, very, very sick.
All right. So what you're telling me right now, Billy, is you have information on the Reaper that was shot in Beaumont, Texas.
Yes, I do.
All right. Because I would like to share that with a couple of these folks that are really on edge over this. This is really bad. You can't.
Yeah,
I'll make sure the person who reported it to me, I'll call as soon as we hang up, and I'll get the person's name confirmed and that the incident took place, even call the hospital and check on his condition, and then I'll put a report into the feed on this video.
Great.
Right. There you have it, folks. So we got, I've been in a very spirited conversation with a lady who's posted a video irresponsibly. I believe the posting of that video was done poorly. If the information is true, then it's all good. But they should have been a little more careful on how they reported it, because folks are ready to gear up and run down to Beaumont, Texas, and clean the place out. Maybe, you know, you can't take that shit, because people are very, very on edge these days, and these are our brothers and sisters, and folks could react dangerously in such tense situations. So maybe the video should have been.
You know, you're talking about that. And you're
I can't tell people how to post their videos and what to say in their videos. They can say what they like. They really have to think about what they're saying and maybe add allegedly or more information to follow or something like that, so people don't get all crazy. You know what I mean? Hello?
I was
Mark, another thing that was happening through the first parts of these storms, we were getting a lot of false reports about the levees breaking. Now, they were breaching. They were going over top of the levees and around the levees, and they had several major disbursements, which actually one of them took place, their stupidity again, that took place at 2 o'clock in the morning. They was going out evacuating people from their homes so that they could disperse or dispense more water from the levee. That's where our government's making the mistakes. They're constantly making mistakes, putting American citizens' lives in danger, and it's time for the American citizens to stand up. The voices of the American people is who's supposed to be directing this government and the actions that they're taking. They're insufficiently protecting us. They're not doing our jobs, and they are stealing our properties. It's time for them to be straightened out.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And so now what exactly do we have going on with Patriot Express? You have a bunch of trucks that are ready to roll in and they need a place to unload, or you have destinations for everybody to go and unload their supplies?
We have some pretty large warehouses for our truck drivers to access. And one other thing I wanted to mention is that the Oath Keepers are providing our security. They're working with Jeff Holmes and the United Truckers Association to ensure that our drivers are safe at all these various drop-off points around the country and into Texas. So I wanted to make sure that for any truck drivers who are listening and want to get involved, we really need you and would really appreciate it, and you will have security. I know there have been a couple of little incidences where people got, shaken up a little bit. And so we've done something about that, and Oath Keepers are perfectly capable of handling it, I promise.
Yes, indeed, and it's very important that we make all the right decisions. This is a very tense situation with another hurricane bearing down. People's nerves are on edge. Their emotions are on high. Some folks are on adrenaline alone right now, and it's a very volatile situation. Things could get out of hand quickly if things aren't reported correctly and done right. So we want to make sure
that. Yeah, because man does desperate things to provide for his family. I mean, that's just a fact of life. Now, we've got some, people down there are just plain thugs, let's face it, right? And they're going to be dealt with. But desperate people, will do whatever it takes to feed their family and take care of their family and provide, and sometimes it's going to take, a certain mental capacity and compassion to a situation, what it really is, see it for what it is. But we're going to be on top of Irma. As soon as it hits, we're on top of it. We're already gathering the supplies nationwide. We'll disperse them as needed, and we'll keep doing it until they're on their feet again.
Excellent. And I need something real. We have something going on, and I know this is a hard time to even try to do something like this, but we have a veteran, a Vietnam veteran, who is piling up medical expenses because the VA has dropped the ball. And I know, Billy, you're into the veterans as much as I am. We like to try to help our vets. Well, a friend of mine, Alan, find him on Facebook, Alan Poindexter, he reached out to me and asked if we could help him with if a Patriot Nation Raider could help him with a raffle. He's raffling off a 2010 Harley V10 Heritage Softail. It has less than 10,000 miles on it.
Nice.
And from the proceeds, $2,500 will be donated to Hurricane Harvey relief efforts. This is to help his dad's medical expenses. And again, his name is Alan Poindexter, and you can call him at 336-755-8080, and he will hook you up with the ticket. It's one ticket for $35 and two tickets for $50, and it will help with medical expenses for a Vietnam veteran who is drowning in bills right now. And if you're on the live feed, you can see Alan's right there. He's watching in the live feed as well. Alan, if you're there, you want to hook Billy Below and Take a Pause. They got some great veterans organizations. We'll maybe be able to post the raffle on some of the veteran pages. And veterans love to help veterans, so I think that would be important. What do you think? Billy. Billy's got his phone muted again.
No, I've not got it muted. What did you say there, Mark? I was trying to hit that man up.
All right. I was talking about having a raffle.
Alan Poindexter.
Yes, yes.
I got
him,
brother. Let's get a hold of him. Let's get that bike raffled off.
Yep. His dad is in the hospital or piling up medical bills, and he needs some relief so they don't have to lose everything.
Well, on that point, Mark, I want to make an announcement. My phone is available 24/7. My phone number is 865-394-4878. I'm a suicide prevention counselor. I assist people getting them into hospitals. I'll assist them getting them into drug rehabilitations. If your babies ain't got groceries, give me a holler. I'll see about finding out about getting you some groceries. If you need something, type Take a Pause or give my call a number.
Or give his number a call.
Give my number a call. I'm trying to work three devices here, Mark. I get quite busy.
Me too. Yeah, the show takes three devices to work. I ran over to our veteran. We have a page created, Veteran Medical Expense Raffle by Patriot Nation Radio. And I haven't added too many folks to it. Share that page. Take a couple of Take a Pause pages. We'll try to get that Harley Davidson raffled off. If you could send me in a private message real fast, we have a number on hold. Actually, I think I know who it is. I think it's my friend from North Carolina. I recognize the number. Because our friend from the furniture store hasn't called in, I would really like to speak to that guy. Folks, there's a guy in Texas, Matt the Mattress Guy. He has a furniture store, high-end furniture store, a couple of them. And he has opened up these furniture stores to the displaced people. Now, if you ever been in a furniture store, you go in there, the beds are already made, there's living rooms set up, there's dining rooms. I mean, it's fancy. You walk around, and it's just like it would be set up in your house, except you haven't bought it yet. So he's letting folks into his furniture stores to sleep on them comfortable beds and sit around on the nice couches, and just they're bringing in food and supplies for the people. There's such good stuff going on down there. Alan has a question. Alan, if you want to call the show, grab a pen. And you can call in and we'll let you talk directly to us. Here's the number.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Hey, look at that. My nephew's watching. What's happening with Chris up in I believe he's up in Georgia. And I know he's probably paying attention to this hurricane, as we all are. So, Alan, if you want to call the show and talk directly to Billy and have a question, you can call right now, 347-637-3942. Press 1 brings you to the top of the switchboard, and I'll get you on. So I want to make sure that we get out the information for the donation pages to get gas in these trucks and get people the supplies they need, and other things. Where can people donate? Direct them to the donation pages again. We're going to do this a lot.
I'll take that. Deborah, you can go to the Patriot Express. It is a group on Facebook, and be informed of everything that's taking place within the operations and the missions. You'll see the posts coming in. You'll see where we're actually picking up and receiving donations. You'll see how these trucks are traveling, what the contributions are, what the needed crisis supplies are. And there's also some PayPal links on there that have already been fully vetted and verified that your funds will go to aid the people in these crisis situations. One of them being United Truckers Association. The president and founder of that is Jeff Holmes. He's the one that's been supplying our trucks and getting these trucks up and down the road. At the same time, he's with the Oath Keepers and working the Oath Keepers operations to make sure that these men and women that are delivering these shipments are secured and tracked all the way from where their pickup point is all the way to their delivery point, and until they leave the crisis region areas, they are secure. They're protected by the best.
Whew. Man, it's you know what? If anything comes out of this storm, it will be a show of unity. What the media has been putting out that we're such a divided nation, and the proof is on the news every night. That CNN and all these libtarded news networks are putting out lies and bullcrap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they said done, but we're proving them wrong every day, aren't we?
Yeah, and it's great.
Hey, man. That's one great thing that this operation can go to show and illuminate to this country. Even though we have differences across the table amongst us, we've all agreed to put our differences aside, step up and serve the people without a bunch of fighting going on. There's no conflict. There's nothing, no issues happening, taking place within the groups and operations. You don't see constant vulgarity. You Christian ladies, come on in. You don't have to deal with that. And I want to thank you for managing the operation like that, Deborah. You do an amazing job.
Our end goal in all this is to open communications between all the various groups across the country who are on, you know, they have the same mind and heart, right? And the same goals and intentions. But for various reasons have gone, they're split and gone their different ways, right? This is a way to build bridges between all these different fractions. And if we can work together for one specific cause, we can work together for another. And if it ever hits the fan, you know, if anything ever happens, we have the EMP strike or who knows, right? We never know. This is, we're living in some biblically historical times here, right?
Yeah.
If it happens, we've already built those bridges. We've already opened those depots. We already know our brothers and sisters, right? Our family,
yeah.
We are the silent majority. You know, and
yeah.
We are stepping in a large way, and we're getting to know each other across this country. And when the time comes that we're needed, it'll be effortless, you know? It'll be effortless.
Yeah.
We'll get that job done.
It's so awesome to
That's
see.
That's another very important thing about this operation. When we go to help somebody who's drowning, we don't look down and say, hey, are you a liberal? Are you a Republican? Are you a Democrat? Are you an idiot? No, we're there to save lives.
And, you know, I've been saying this on my show forever. When the shit hits the fan, excuse my language, it doesn't matter. Because the patriots of America will stand up for those who have been attacking us, who have been putting us down. Just because we want to save your life. You don't have to like me, but we don't want you to die. We don't want anybody to die. That's ridiculous that we want anybody to die over their political affiliation or the color of their skin or their sexual orientation. It's freaking ridiculous that we would, you know.
I'll second that.
And
you
not know? When the, and if.
I'm going to do something right now because I got Alan's on the phone. I want to bring him on here in a minute. But I just want folks to think about like this. If you keep your mind set on certain things, you can accomplish amazing feats.
Hey, everybody. Misha Poole here with my boys this. Again.
TJ.
And we just want to encourage you
Next
to wake up your mind set on Jesus and to seek the Lord early through prayer and through his word. So we pray you be encouraged. All right?
Let's pray.
All right.
praying for
Texas. Don't you know that I woke up
Hurricane Harvey, but I think we'll get through the Antifa crap, the Black Lives Matter crap, the statue crap, when people watch the news and see the unity and the power of Jesus. God bless America. Let me bring in Alan real quick. Alan, welcome to the show, man. Good to talk to you, brother.
Thanks, sir, and thanks for letting me be on. First of all, I want to thank all y'all patriots and fellow patriots, and thanks for having me on, and all y'all doing for my dad, and I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you for coming in, Alan. Very pleased to meet you.
Thanks, sir. I just got one question. Okay, I don't know if y'all remember or not anything, but I don't know if I'm looking at this at the wrong way or if I just got a bad attitude or what, but y'all remember a while back when Starbucks, the CEO of Starbucks, used to kind of support the troops and the military for us going to war in Afghanistan and supporting our troops
right.
in general. Okay, now I got a question there.
10,000 veterans or something.
Yes. Okay, he said he did not support our military and anything that they did, pretty much anything that they did. Okay, I take my dad to the VA clinic on a regular basis because he has to be seen on a regular basis. Okay, I just got one question, but pardon the expression, but if the Starbucks does not support our military, but pardon the expression, but why in the Sam's hell do we got a Starbucks in a VA clinic?
Why do we have one in America? That's a better question.
Excellent.
Right.
Boycott Starbucks. Don't sell coffee in my country if you can't take care of our military heroes and veterans. Go somewhere else and sell your coffee. We don't want none.
there, but I won't even step foot in the place anyway. They won't put Merry. They won't say Merry Christmas. That's enough for me to stay there.
Oh, they got one that's coming to our town, and I'm going to be one of the first ones there when they come to. They have their doors open. I'm going to be right there. They're going quite a few veterans there, but I just couldn't understand. I couldn't wrap my head around it why they got one in a VA clinic here. I just couldn't understand that. Maybe I'm looking.
Well,
at
you
wrong.
Don't
Maybe
want to
I
get me started
attitude.
On that Veterans Administration.
That.
I can stay on them for days and not stop, Mark. You know me. I cracked their heads. Last night I had a man had to leave an emergency room after sitting there for 2 hours with an Achilles, torn Achilles tendons. They still hadn't treated him after 2 hours.
Yeah, and we had I don't know if you remember the walking Marine, not the walking machine, the dead Marine walking. This man has had a horrible situation dealt to him, and he is now, I haven't checked on him in probably 2 months, but I'm believing he's probably just about passed away. What happened with him? I think, Billy, I think you tried to help him at one point.
Yeah, dead Marine walking, his cancers and stuff were so far advanced due to the fact they neglected his treatment and his medical treatment so long that it developed in areas that they were not able to do anything about it. He literally is and or was a dead man walking. I've not spoken to him in a couple of months either, Mark. But he did everything to illuminate the facts of the Veterans Administration neglect causing deaths in America. In 2015, 327,000 American veterans died due to the wait time neglects at the Veterans Administration. That does not include insufficient care within the facility that died on the table or the suicides that actually wasn't reported as suicides. 327,000 people, that connects to each and every American in this country. It's time to make change, and the time to make change is now.
Right on. And now we see that the Trump administration has tried to do some things, and they need to do more, but it's much more that we got out of the last administration for our veterans. Because all we got out of the last administration was cuts. Cuts in pay for our soldiers, cuts in pay for their health benefits, and they suffered. The dead Marine walk,
that's,
I can't think of it now, man.
That's another issue that's come in on the table now, Mark. They've approved $3.1 billion for this fiscal year for the Veterans Choice Programs. If you go out and see a doctor, that doctor has to be prior approval by the Veterans Administration. There's not enough doctors or facilities out there to handle the specific medical needs of the psychiatric care that's going on with these men and women that are coming home. They are in very bad shape. So I employ everybody out there that has a medical license to get in touch with the Veterans Administration and get accredited for the Veterans Choice Program so we can get these veterans saved.
Amen. Amen. And we got about 15 minutes left in the show. I want to make sure that folks get all the donation information that they can. It's very important to get these trucks to their destinations and keep these trucks on the road. As gas prices are now starting to spike everywhere because the refineries in Houston and Texas there are shut down as far as I know. They have a pipeline that runs from Texas to New Jersey, and it's shut down. So I don't know if they fired these back up yet or if they have the capabilities of firing these back up yet, but it could be a long haul before the refineries are refining gasoline. And the prices, I'm expecting to go at least to $3 a gallon across the board, and I'm sure it's over $3 in some places now.
It's already started climbing. It's going to have a huge impact on our drivers. You know, to go to United Truckers of America or to Patriot Express, and it's going to Patriot Express, check out the pin code. All the information is there. The PayPal account that is set up for our truckers is United Truckers of America, Jeff Holmes, and it will go directly to offset the cost of these drivers, bringing these deliveries down. The other thing that I wanted to say before getting off of here is that, gradually we're changing our focus, as the waters are receding in some areas, they're needing to get the cleanup work done. So we're focusing more on cleaning supplies, bleach, any kind of mold killer. That's going to be imperative that they get that done right away. And then the next focus we'll have will be on construction, reconstruction. So with that said, I'm done.
At the same time, we're going to need all them bugs. You got any bug repellents in the back of your closet, get them to us. These people down there are going to start getting eaten up with bugs once these waters start receding. Everything will start hatching, and the air will fill with mosquitoes and gnats and just everything.
You're always looking for bugs.
And then another thing that's going to be troublesome is Zika. I don't know how popular that is. I haven't heard much about Zika this summer, but it don't just vanish, does it? I don't know. Who knows? Malaria could set in. Some of these bugs could carry some crazy disease. There's going to be all kinds of stuff coming out of that water. And who knows what's going to be left on the ground after the water recedes. It's going to be a disaster area. It already is a disaster area. Billy, I have a couple of folks on hold, and I'm not sure if you could send me in a private message the furniture guy's phone number, because there's a bunch of people here on hold. I sent you a PM, and they pressed 1, so they want to ask a question.
Bring them in.
You could send them
time. Let's make a party out of it.
Yeah, you know, I like to get everybody on the line. I see the number here. It looks like it could.
I know we got Mattress Matt supposed to be in from out of Texas. We've got Jeff Holmes from the United Truckers Association.
What's the area code?
All righty. We've got Dan coming out of Texas, area code 832.
Okay, we don't have him.
That's Mattress Matt. And let me see if I can pull up. I don't see his number.
Well, you know what? I'll just pick it up.
Deb, do you have Jeff's telephone number, please?
I don't have it.
Let's try. Do you have an 813-972?
Nope. I have a 316. 316,
okay.
So dialed in. They press 1. I'll pick them up when they have a question.
Bring them in. Let them all in.
All right, you're on the show with Bill.
When the house is at rocking, don't bother knocking.
And host Mark Hoffman, Patriot Nation Radio Show. You have something you want to add to the show this evening?
Are you talking
to me? Yes, ma'am. Are you on the 316 area?
That would be me. Yep. This is Cindy. This is your trucker girl.
What's happening?
Hey,
I just wanted to call. Hey, Deb. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Tell us what's been going on with you, Cindy. Where you been and how you trucking?
Well, I just left Katie. We're working on cleaning out their unit there. I am back on my way to the new storage facility with an entire truckload of stuff. So pretty excited to get this back over there. You know, I just wanted to put in my 2 cents and let you guys know how important it is, you know, to try to get the help with the fuel money. It doesn't sound like a lot, but in the last week, I've put over $3,000 of my own money to keep running this stuff. And I just bought the truck, so it's hard. It gets real hard sometimes. And I want to keep doing it, but it gets hard.
Cindy, are you the one that's from Canada?
No, I'm the one that's from Kansas.
Okay. We also have a trucker that's in operation that's from Canada. So we've got Canadians down here helping Americans. That's unity for you.
That's Bonnie. Her and I met up yesterday. I got the stuff out of the cab of her truck yesterday. So we've been working together. Everybody is working real, real well together. So, you know, we're just trying to get it done.
Right. And you're getting out. Now we want to dispel some of the propaganda we see on TV when it comes to this country being as divided as the mainstream media would like us to believe. What kind of unity are you seeing amongst the people, which is amazing? I've seen it myself after 9/11 living in New York. But explain how the unity, how the people are coming together from the first hand.
I can't even believe it. It's just crazy. Like, I mean, yes, what you hear about people doing stupid shit, it's happening. But there is way more people working together. You know, I have never had so many hugs from complete strangers in my life. And it's amazing. It's like everybody is so thankful for everybody else and what each one is doing. And we all recognize that everyone plays a vital part of making it happen. It's just, it's a feeling that you can't describe, but it's just amazing.
It is amazing. Because I remember after 9/11, I actually was part of a logistical team that was bringing supplies into the rescue workers. And it was amazing to see, because I don't know how well people remember 9/11. I know I'll never forget. They were digging that rubble out by hand in 5-gallon buckets, piece by piece, for weeks. And we were at a local radio station, and they would pull in. They had a bunch of pallets stacked all over the place, and they would put out on their radio show on all whatever show it was. They would say, okay, we need 300 pairs of work gloves, work boots, and 1,000 5-gallon buckets. And then within an hour, it would all be there, loaded on pallets, stuck in a truck, and being headed into New York City. It was unbelievable the amount of people stayed off the roads. They stayed out of the way. They let them...
I can't believe
Mark,
how
do we have an area code 208 on hold? I'm sorry. Mark, do we have an area code 208 on hold?
I'm looking now. No, sorry. I have one person on hold right now. I know who she is. Her name is Gail, propositionusa.com. And she actually wants to come on and say something. Let's make it a big party. We'll add another person into the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show from propositionusa.com. Gail, how you doing?
Hi, Mark.
Gail?
How are you? I'm
Ooh,
doing
wow.
really good. I just quickly want to share with your listeners, my name is Gail Whitwright. I'm a Connecticut teacher. And I'm with propositionusa.com. Our goal is to bring our country back and help our veterans. And all we want people to do the month of September is simply wave the American flag at 5 o'clock. All the truckers and patriots and everyone out there, please spread the word. High school kids can get the word out in about 2 minutes. And the other part of it is number one priority is veterans, a database in every town. We want every American to simply help one other American, and now it's certainly needed at this time. Thank you so much for letting me share this. PropositionUSA.com. I have a website, and I also am on Facebook, Gail Patricia Whitwright. Please wave the flag at 5 and tell every American you know. Thank you so much.
Semper Fi, Gail, Semper Fi.
Absolutely.
Everybody get them pictures and photos and videos of you waving them flags and get them sent in to Proposition USA. We want to see what you're doing, America.
Amen.
Now, do you know where I can get one that's huge to hang off the side of the truck?
Yes.
I'll just direct a 20-foot flag and pull it all the way.
There you go. There you go.
I'll give you an A. Thank you so much.
I'll send you a frame to put it in.
I just want to say one thing before I get off here. I'm fixing to lose service. I think this is what when America shines the brightest. When we pull up our bootstraps and put on our gloves and we pick up a hammer or a nail or a box of supplies and we get to work, it's what we do best. That's when we shine the brightest. And I just want to say I'm so proud of everybody who's involved with Patriot Express, from everybody who's working behind the scenes as admins and zone leaders and truck drivers. And it's just been amazing. All the different groups have come together and worked together in a fantastic way. There's been no disrespect. It's been just wonderful, you know. Just keep your eyes focused on the goal, that is to help people, period.
God bless Ladies America.
Yes, indeed.
Amazing, right next to a miracle.
Gail, thanks again for coming on. I'm proud to have you as a listener and a fan. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Gail Whitwright, propositionusa.com. All she wants is folks to go out at 5 o'clock, stand at your driveway, and just wave a flag for a minute. Wave your flag. Hold it high. God bless America. My friend Mike's watching. He's a longtime friend. Welcome to the show. He's out there on the live feed. Michael. I've known him since, probably junior high school, back in the early 80s. Lord have mercy, time flies. We're old men now. I'm looking at my face in the live feed, and I'm wrinkly and got gray hair. What the heck happened? Where did time go? And here we are on Patriot Nation Radio talking about Hurricane Harvey relief. And, of course, a lot of the resources will be turned towards the East Coast as Hurricane Irma is bearing down. Now, I'm wondering if after they dig out of the Hurricane Harvey mess, the leftover supplies, what happens if there's a pile of leftover water? I'm sure there's, obviously places to bring it for Patriots and stuff like that. But, I mean, is there a warehouse somewhere that the leftover stuff will get like, say, all of a sudden they don't need any more stuff and you got 10 trucks full of stuff. What do you do with the stuff? Where do you put it?
I really don't think that's going to end up being a problem down there, Mark. But from what I understand, any resources that we gather are not specifically going to be taking care of Texas. We've also got stuff going in the upper north-hand corner where all the wildfires are going, already going up, shipments going into there. And what we're doing is what's the closest to the location where it's needed, I believe, Deborah, it's going there, is from what I understand. So we're trying to help everywhere in America that's got the crisis situations going on. When Irma comes, it would be great to have hundreds of warehouses all across America that the American citizens have filled for the crisis needs of the American people. I mean, this is something I do see in the future, that we can get corporate sponsorships and major corporations, grocery chains and stuff to get on board with this to make sure that the American people are taken care of and not having to rely on the government because they're selling their job grossly.
Crisis center warehouses for emergency supplies for disaster. Why wouldn't they have that all over places where natural disasters like earthquakes and hurricanes and right down through the tornado belt should have like a super bunker full of all the stuff they need to take care of the people in their community? That would be an amazing idea. That sounds like a business, a not-for-profit company that could be very useful in times like this. Because we don't need FEMA. FEMA is a joke. FEMA is a – they get in the way. They're a pain in the ass. Oh, they're red tape. They need to pack their FEMA trailers.
Red Cross,
and get
the same way, Mark. Red Cross, Goodwills, all them. They're making profit off the pain and suffering of the American people. They say that 8 out of every $10 contributed to go down there and aid the citizens from Hurricane Harvey is going into a holding for future crisis situations. Well, no, we got crisis now, brother. You need to get that $8 back out here.
Well, you know how hard it is as one of the drivers that wants to help with that? You can't get into that. You have to know somebody to be able to help with a FEMA load. You have to know somebody to be able to get those loads. You can't just go, I want to help. That's not the way they operate, which is complete and utter crap.
Because Hurricane Sandy hit New York, and my parents lost everything. They're in their 80s. My father's now in a home. He lost everything. My childhood memories are in that house. And they told my parents, go for find FEMA. They can help. And they couldn't even find them. Long Island was the forgotten part of Hurricane Sandy. Long Island was devastated in some areas so badly, and the president would even go by and say nothing. And then Hurricane Harvey hits Texas, and President Trump gets down there as quickly as he can, and they find fault. Obama goes on a helicopter with Chris Christie and flies over the devastation, and he's a hero. I don't understand what's going on in this damn country.
I want to do a special shout-out and a great thanks to all the men and women of the Cajun Navy. They've done an amazing job down there. Special shout-out to all the Bass Pro Shops and Bass Pro Shops of America. Expect a call from the Patriot Express. We'd like to utilize you in this operation. God bless. Bass Pro Shops donated 100 boats and men and women to operate them boats for the rescue missions in Houston.
Amen. And folks, if you are on the East Coast of the United States, anywhere from South Carolina to Florida, I believe this is where the storm is aiming itself right now. Please be prepared. If you just turn on your TV, you can see what happens when you're not prepared.
It's very important. Do not try to ride out a hurricane. You do not ride hurricanes. Get in your vehicles and get out of Dodge.
If you have bug out bags, have them in the car. Get ready to roll. In Florida now, it is okay for you to throw your gun in the car with you and have it out in a disaster situation. Because as you know, there are some idiots out there and some things are happening. Folks, now we have a guy who's been shot. We had some folks of the Cajun Navy who were held up or they were in a building and another group and the people were out there trying to steal their boat and they were seeking some shelter. So there are some crazies out there. So be prepared for anything and everything at any cost, at any time. Not only a hurricane. Who knows, one day tyranny may come knocking at your door. We almost seen it just a year ago today and 7 years previous to that. We almost had tyranny knocking on our doors. Were you ready? They call preppers crazy until they're needed. They call people who prepare for disaster nuts and tinfoil hat wearers. But when it hits the fan, where do they all turn? To the guy who's got all the stuff. You know what I mean? So you should have your own stuff. Have at least a week's worth
of MREs. The book of Revelation says you need to have at least a 2-year supply of all of your family's needs. You must be able to sustain health and welfare for a period of 2 years. So think of the size of the warehouse that you're going to need or the basement. Start filling them up because someday you or your family members are going to need them.
Well, and remember when the trucks go down, it takes a minimum of 3 weeks for us to catch back up.
Right. And think about it. SpaghettiOs will last on a shelf for years. You know, ramen noodles. Well, you put some water in a fire, in anything metal, and you dump some ramen noodles in there. You got a meal. I mean,
go get you a basement full of Twinkies. They last forever.
Twinkies, rice. Get a 10-pound bag of rice. Throw it in your bug out bag. You know, rice and a couple of cockroaches and a beetle and maybe a caterpillar and some salt and pepper. You got yourself a smorgasbord. You know.
I don't know what to think about you. I'm going to leave the bug eating to you, Airborne.
Hey, you know, when you're starving to death, you're going to eat. I'm telling you now. You'll eat bark. You'll eat leaves. You'll find something you're going to eat. You'll make soup. I mean, you walk through the woods, there's all kinds of things. You can make a soup. You know? I'm telling you. I'm not shy. I'm going to eat, man. I'm not going to starve to death if I'm out in the woods in the middle of nowhere. And there's all that stuff crawling around just in the dirt alone. You know how much protein's in an earthworm? Forget about it. You don't even have to chew them. You can swallow them whole. Gulp down the hatch with the earthworm. They don't even taste it. Gone. Full of protein. Delicious. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding, man. You don't taste them. We used to eat live eels right out of the water in the Great South Bay up in New York as kids. We'd pick up little eels and slurp them right down live. Oh.
That's another thing, Mark. That rice, you brought up the rice. That's very, very important. If you get the proper rice, not the bleached rice, you can go out and buy basmati rice that grows at the base of the Himalayas in 20-pound bags. You get that 20-pound bag for about $19. That will help you sustain life. That, dry beans are very important. You can get dried milk, lots of things like that you can retain and put up. Make sure you've got plenty of water. Make sure you've got solar panels to store power, direct voltage current, so that you can keep your place heated or cooled, whatever you need. There's ways you can sustain life without having to go to the Walmart.
Amen. And you know what else? Peanut butter and a spoon. You know? Peanut butter.
That's
full of protein. Full of energy. Energy out the wazoo. Peanut butter. You can fit 10 jars in the bottom of your bug out bag and then put all the rest of the stuff there. And you know what I mean? You have 10 jars of peanut butter and 2 boxes of crackers. You're going to get across the state and not be starved. You know, but I got to wrap this up. Let's give out all the donation information one more time for Hurricane Harvey relief effort through Take a Pause and the Patriot Express.
You want that, Deborah? Go ahead.
Deborah, we lost Deborah. Her call has dropped.
Okay, everybody, we need your funds. We've got to fuel these trucks. These truckers got to be. Go to United Truckers Association. At this time, we have a PayPal account where you can make your financial contributions to make sure that we don't run out of fuel. The donations are coming in. The trucks are filling up, but we must have fuel to transport it. If you'll go to the Patriot Express group on Facebook and tap the pinned post in there, you'll get almost every bit of the information you need to explain exactly what it is we're doing, our mission, who we are, everybody that's working together, the links to contribute. We're at this time adding the different pinpointed locations where donation contributions can be delivered. All this week, we're putting together a telecommunications center. We're looking for people to put on the telephones to make communications with these corporations, these bikers organizations, the Bass Pro Shops, your grocery outlets, to see if there's any type of possible contributions that they can provide. All of these contributions, if they request, will receive their nonprofit certification letter stating their contribution and receive the nonprofit tax deduction on their tax forms. Come on, people. Don't give it to Uncle Sam. Give it to a patriot.
Amen. Thanks a lot, Billy. I want to thank you so much for your time tonight. And we might have to do this again in a week or so for Hurricane Irma relief. So stay tuned for another episode next week or in the weeks following here when Hurricane Irma makes landfall somewhere on the coast. Thanks again.
And amen. A special shout out to you, Mark Hoffman. How many shows have you got under your belt now, and what have we got for the next show?
I'm racing up on 500 shows now. Whew. Man, 5 years and 500 shows. I do about 100 shows a year, I guess. Two a week, 52 weeks, 104 shows, and I've been at it for 5 years, 4.5 years now.
Not slowing down a bit, are we, Mark? Thank you very much to Mark Hoffman and the Patriot Nation Radio. Everybody get into the Patriot Nation Radio. Join us. Ride with the purity of heart, the ones that are constantly out there doing what is necessary to aid and assist the American citizens in crisis. Patriot Nation Radio.
Remember, those who are behind the keyboards, like me and like Deborah, are just as important as those who are actually on the ground, because we are the communication behind the scenes that keep things moving. God bless America. God bless Take a Pause and Billy Below. God bless the Patriot Express and Deborah Smith and her whole organization. I was there at the beginning when that all kicked off. I am so proud to be affiliated with the Patriot Express. Again, folks, we got a lot of different things coming up. I'm going to check my calendar. Hold on, let me check my calendar. But you can check out Patriot Nation Radio on Thursdays. Let's see, this Thursday I have a nice lady. Her name is Karen Schoen, and she has come together with local government here in Florida, and the folks are going to have a say now in what goes in the textbooks here in the Sunshine State. We're going to get all the information on that and how you as parents of students in Florida can get on board and have a say what they're learning. Because right now, you heard it right here on Patriot Nation Radio just a couple weeks ago. We had Volusia County teenage Republicans on the show. Some are just out of high school. Some are in high school getting ready to vote in the next election. And some are in really freshmen and stuff like who are going to be voting for president in 2020. And they state that in Volusia County, in world history, what once was one chapter and 36 pages has blossomed into three chapters and over 60 pages of Islam in world history. So, folks, this is a very important show if you live in Florida and have kids in the system and you don't want them to learn Islam in school because they're not teaching about Jesus and they're not teaching about Buddha and they're not teaching about the Hare Krishnas or anything. All they're teaching is Islam, and they're sending kids home with Islamic Quran studies. It's unbelievable. 1970, I think we had 800,000 Muslims. Today we have like 9 million. So in 30-some years, we've just inundated, 40 years, we've inundated our country with folks who want to do away with our constitution and our way of life and our culture. and they're pushing in on our students in the schools. We have Karen Schoen, 8 o'clock this Thursday. And then for 9/11, we got a great show for 9/11. Billy, wait till you hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, 9/11, I'll do my annual tribute. I have a great poem that I play every year from a friend of mine named Rick. It looks at the world from the eyes of the American flag. You will not be disappointed. And then right after that, after I wipe the tears from my eyes, because every time I hear it, I cry like a little baby. Can't help it. We have an exclusive interview from jailed sailor Christian Saucier, who is just going to be released on the 6th of September. And then on September 11th, he's going to join us. He is charged with mishandling 6 classified information documents. 6, not even documents, they were photographs of in an engine room on a submarine. Hillary Clinton had 150 counts of mishandling classified information, same charge. He went to prison, she ran for president. He'll be on the show, 9/11, with his wife and his lawyer. It's unbelievable. President Trump used his case on the campaign trail and failed to do anything. And it's kind of disappointing to me that before Christian Saucier got pardoned, Sheriff Joe Arpaio got pardoned. Now, I believe Sheriff Joe should be pardoned. Absolutely. Not before Christian Saucier. Christian Saucier needs to have his medical, all his military benefits reinstated and his charges cleaned from his record. Because Hillary Clinton needs to be thrown in prison for mishandling 150 documents that were classified.
Hillary Clinton needs to be hung from the tallest tree with the shortest rope. She's committed treason against this country and has been determined that approximately 427 people have died due to the fact of Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and the Clinton Foundation. She sells our land, she sells our uranium, and she walks away? I don't think so. Charge Hillary Clinton, hang her from a tree.
And here's another one. The pilot on the plane at that meeting on the tarmac between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch, 3 days before coming out and actually making an official statement, committed suicide with a bullet, 2 of them to the back of the head. Funny how this keeps happening. Anytime someone's going to blow the whistle on the Clinton. Every time.
Don't forget Anthony Scalia.
It's unbelievable.
They executed Scalia. That man did not die, but he was killed. He would not comply with Hillary Clinton and Obama. And in my opinion, the proof and evidence is there to prove that they were directly responsible for his death. He met with them within the hour of the time of his death.
Amen. But anyhow, I got to wrap up the show, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to tune in to A Conservative's Perspective, heard here 2 nights a week at 7 p.m. Tuesday and Thursday with my good pal and Confederate Civil War battle reenactor James Bostic live. And of course on Thursdays I follow right after him at 8 o'clock, and he always gets on the show. Scott Kesterson, who's doing Expedition Red, he's cruising across the country, and we'll be doing some shows with him here soon again. When he gets down into Florida, he's going to be ending his journey at Cape Canaveral, but he'll be making a stop here in the Tampa area, and we'll be hosting a show live, face-to-face, right here on the live feed with Scott Kesterson, Emmy Award-winning journalist, first civilian journalist embedded in Afghanistan, and he did some great stuff, and he won an Emmy for his documentary. That's Scott Kesterson, good friend of Patriot Nation Radio, and of course, you want to check me out on Mondays. And we got some shows that we're working on right now. Scott's going to be having a show on the Patriot Nation Radio Network here eventually, I believe, on Fridays. We have Constitutional Millennials with Patrick Miller going to kick off again this fall once he gets himself acclimated to school and everything. He's a young student who has a finger on the pulse of his natural rights as just being a human being, what he believes as a human he should have. And guess what? It aligns with the Constitution. Beautiful. Go figure. Someone might think about their natural rights and they automatically line up with the Constitution. That's really crazy. That's Patrick, Constitutional Millennials, the Next Generation Speaks. Comes to us on Saturday nights here in the fall and kicks back off. So I want everybody to make sure they tune in every week. And if you can't tune in here, tune in to the UnitedSaintsOfAmerica.us and Pastor Sylvester Bland. Heard Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. That's UnitedSaintsOfAmerica.us. And with that, folks, I'm going to play one of my all-time favorite songs for one of my all-time favorite rockers, America's most patriotic rocker, Mr. Dave Bray, and his version, a cappella, from Pittsburgh. Of the Star Spangled Banner.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. You ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
have, folks. I want to say thanks again for tuning in. Thanks again. I see our trucker friend is still on the line. Thanks for doing all you do out there, driving them trucks and supplying these folks with the needs that they need in this time of crisis. Folks, there's many truckers out there that are volunteering their time and their dime for relief efforts, so please donate. Good night. Once again, this is another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show right on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Good night and God bless.